Chapter 9. Angel did not notice Tess at first, but one morning he heard her talking about nature at breakfast. "What a pure, simple girl," he thought to himself. "Something about her seems familiar." From then on, he began to notice her more often. One evening in June, Tess heard the sound of a harp as she was walking in a field. She went towards the sound cautiously and saw Angel playing. He looked up and saw her. Tess began to move away. "Why are you going, Tess?" he asked. "Are you afraid of something?"
"Oh, not of anything in particular, sir," answered Tess.
"Then of something in general?" asked Angel.
"Yes, of life. Sometimes being alive seems so sad," said Tess.
"I sometimes feel the same sadness," said Angel. He was surprised that the young dairymaid had such serious thoughts. Tess could not understand how a well-educated young man from a good family could feel sad. Tess and Angel began to see more of each other. They were often the first two people to get up in the morning. They started to fall in love. One night when Tess was in bed, she saw Iz, Marianne and Retty, the three girls who shared the room with her, standing at the window.
"Look, there's Angel," said Retty.
"There's no point in us being in love with him, Retty. He likes Tess Durbeyfield best. I've seen him watching her," cried Iz.
"Well, he's a gentleman, and he won't marry a dairymaid. Not Tess or any one of us," said Marianne.
Eventually, the other girls fell asleep, but Tess could not sleep. She lay awake thinking about Angel. She knew that Angel liked her more than the others, but she thought one of them would make a better wife than her. They did not have the same unhappy past as she had. In the morning, Angel walked beside Tess when they took the cows out to pasture.
"Aren't they pretty girls?" Tess asked Angel.
"Who?" said Angel.
"Iz, Retty and Marianne," replied Tess. "Any one of them would make a good farmer's wife. They're good dairy women."
"Yes, they are pretty," replied Angel. "But not as pretty as you." Tess could not make herself say, "Marry one of them, don't think of me." From that moment, she tried to avoid being with Angel so that the other girls would have a chance.